Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Mem, Sanhedrin 48, pagination is 79. We have the privilege of starting the fifth perek of Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Hayubotkin Osan, Bezdin, the court, would check them, the witnesses, Besheva Chakiros, on seven topics they would be questioned, because these questions define the very essence of their testimony. If we think about it, it's basically the W's: where, what, when. Why is a little bit of a discussion. We want to know that the person was intentional in whatever they did. But these are the essence, did it really happen? And their questions were, Be'eza Shavua, which seven-year cycle of the Yovel Jubilee system did this occur? Be'eza Shana, and which year within that seven-year cycle of Shemitah did it occur? Be'eza Chodesh, which month? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'eza Yom, which day of the week? And as the Mefarshim explain, it's able to be deduced which day of the week based on the day of the month, but that's not enough. We want to go on record which day of the week, because maybe someone will hear that and have some relevant testimony, because they hear that it was a Monday. If it only says the day of the month, they might not realize that they have information. Be'eza Sha'a, which hour? Be'eza Makom, which place? So we really nail it down to the information that they are looking to say testimony about. These are the universal chakiros that are going to be asked of the Edim. And one of the important principles here is that you need edus sha'ata yochal lahazima, testimony that could be subject to hazama. Hazama is when other witnesses come in and say, you could never have witnessed what you're saying testimony about because you were with us in a different place at that time. So it's quite clear that we need to know precisely what time they're saying testimony about, which includes the year, the month, the day, the hour. And we need to know where they're claiming this event occurred. If not for Hazama, one might think, what's the difference? If I say, I saw a murder take place on a beach or in a house, what's the difference? Which house? Who cares what the address was? But then it wouldn't be subject to the laws of Hazama. And it's fascinating that the Edim are vulnerable, as they're saying the Edus, because if someone else would come, witnesses would come, and say, you weren't there, the punishment that they're looking to inflict on this other person, the defendant, is what would be inflicted on them if Hazama would occur. So we need to nail down the time and the place. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Be'eza Yom, Be'eza Shah, Be'eza Makom. The universal Chakiros don't have to require which cycle of Shemitah within the Yovel and which year of the Shemitah cycle, because sometimes people will come in shortly after the event and say testimony, yesterday, last week, the following occurred. So all you have to get from them is the day, the time, and the place, which the Gemara addresses on Amud Beis and says that's not the way we paskin. We do interrogate on this other information. And afagav delotzorich rabinan alei, even though it's not really necessary, we still would include that in the cross-examination. In fact, the Gemara says it's like Rav Shimon ben Elazar taught us that we sometimes simply weaken the Edim by interrogating them, cross-examining them, to see if that wears their resolve down, or do they stand firm that that's really what happened, and that's what they're saying testimony about. The Mishnah continues. We also have to ask them, whatever types of chakiros, as the Rambam explains, whatever types of chakiros are relevant to the particular case. Makirim atem oso, do you recognize this person? Hisratem oso, did you warn him? Ha'ovid avodah zorah esmi ovad uvame ovad, if it's an avodah zorah idol worship case, who did he worship? How did he worship? The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid, continues and says, if a person ate on Yom Kippur, and that's what you're saying testimony about, you would ask him, Eze Meichel Ochal, what did he eat? Vekama Ochal, how much did he eat? And the Rambam concludes that Halacha by saying, Harehu Mechlal HaChakiros, these are all Chakiros. These are the essence of the testimony. The Mishnah continues and says, Kolamar bevedikos hareza meshubach. A person who asks many other questions, which are not the essence of the testimony, that's praiseworthy. You're cross-examining them. You could ask him the color of the shirt of the person who killed, color of the shirt of the person who was killed. You could ask all kinds of questions, even though these are not the essence of the testimony, because if you trip them up, then we detect that something's wrong. Maisa ubodak ben Zakkai beuktzei te'enim. There was an incident where ben Zakkai asked about the ukits of figs. Rashi says the person was murdered under a tree, a fig tree, and ben Zakkai started asking about the ukats, which is the spot that the fruit is attached to the tree. We have such a terminology that we're familiar with by an esrig, the bottom of the esrig, where it's attached to the tree, is called the ukats, as opposed to the top, which is the pitum. So ben Zakkai asked questions about the uktzei te'enim, about what they recall, how the figs were attached to the tree. Was it big, small? What types of figs? These types of questions are bedikos. They're not the essence of the testimony, but Beis Din has the right, free rein, to ask questions. Ma ben chakiros lebedikos, what's the difference between the chakira, the first type of question, and the bedikos, all these questions that are added on? Says the Mishnah, first wide line, chakiros echad o me'eni yodea idusen pedela. By chakiros, if one of them says, I don't know, the testimony is gone. He can't use it. Bedikos, on these other interrogation type questions, echad o me'eni yodea, if one of them says, I don't know, even if both of them say, we don't know, which might give you pause, like, how can you not know? Did it really happen? Edusen kayemes, it could still stand, because that's not the essence of the testimony, and they're not obligated to be aware of all those other pieces of information. Echad chakiros ve'echad bedikos, but regardless of which types of questions you're asking, bizman shemakchishim ze'aseh, if they contradict one another, edusin betela, the testimony is off. Now, one might think that any type of contradiction automatically knocks out the testimony, and that would be a bit harsh in the judicial system. The Mishnah continues by explaining that there are times that a contradiction is not consequential because we could explain it away. we could explain what they were saying, each one, and it's really compatible. For example, Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, one of them says it happened on the second of the month, Ve'echad Omer B'Shlosha B'Chodesh, it happened on the third of the month. It sounds like way off. Edusim Kayemis, that could still be good testimony. If it's a case, Sheze Yodea Bibura Shal Chodesh, Vezeino Yodea Bibura Shal Chodesh, if one of them knows that the previous month got a 30th day and the new month didn't start until the following day, or it had 29 days and the first day of the month already occurred, and therefore today is the third day of the month, not the second. So if it's something that's explainable, it will not necessarily invalidate the testimony. However, Zeoma B'Shlosha V'Zeoma B'Chamisha, if one says three and one says fifth of the month, they do some B'Teila, that's out. Echad Omer B'Shtei Shos V'Echad Omer B'Shalosh Shos, one says it happened in the second hour of the day, and one says it was in the third hour of the day. Edusin Kayemis, that could still be true, because they have different perceptions. They didn't have watches. They were based on the sun. And one says two, one says three. That's not far off. Echad Omer B'Shalosh V'Echad Omer B'Chamish, Edusin B'Teila. One says three, one says five. That's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayemis, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's still possible, because the sun is still pre-noon at that time. Echad Omer B'Chamish V'Echad Omer B'Sheva, but if one would say five and one would say the seventh hour of the day, Edusin B'Teila, that's off. Shebechamish Chama B'Mizrach V'Sheva Chama B'Mayrav, because in the fifth hour, the sun is pre-noon, and seven, it's post-noon, east side, west side, and therefore, that's a mistake that cannot be compatible. V'achakach, after we've done this cross-examination, machnisin es hasheni uvodkino, so we bring in the second witness and we check him out as well. Im nimtzu u'divreya mechuvanim, if things are checking out, poschim b'zuchus, we open up with merit. Rashi references the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, where we're told in the name of Abaye and Rava that opening with merit means that we tell the defendant that if he's innocent, he has nothing to worry about, even though the witnesses have spoken. But we're gonna check into this, and if he's innocent, he has nothing to worry about. The Gemara quotes a pasuk by Parsha of Sota, Parshas Naso, that the pasuk says, "Imlo satis." We let her know, if you're not in violation, hinaki, you will be found innocent. And that accomplishes many things. One of the things simply is you're not allowed to inflict unnecessary tsar. If the person is innocent, they're not supposed to be living through this court case feeling that they're guilty, expecting a guilty verdict, I mean. And secondly, we have a principle that you're not allowed to show favoritism in a court case of finances, because one of them might be nistat mutai nosof, stop making good claims because they're intimidated. And the same thing would be in a capital case. You don't want to intimidate the defendant. If they have what to say in their defense, you let them know, we're willing to hear you, and that only the truth should emerge from the case. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.